And now, The Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello and thanks for joining us on this Friday, July 16th, 2021, 7 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Eric White and Peter Masurlian, our digital editors Amelia Brust and David Thornton. Coming up in this hour of The Federal Drive, post-pandemic, it might be time to rethink your long-term health care needs. Plus, the main federal banking oversight agency wants banks to help the unbanked. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of The Federal Drive. But first, the Department of Veterans Affairs wrapped up a highly anticipated strategic review of its massive electronic health record program. But the toughest work lies ahead. VA says it will implement a new governance structure to manage this project, and it's working on a new budget estimate and deployment schedule. More money and longer. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says the review findings were disappointing, but he's confident VA and Cerner, the contractor, can correct the missteps. Congress isn't so sure. We get the latest from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
VA's strategic review of its electronic health record program pointed to a whole host of challenges with the initial rollout. The department deployed the new EHR to its first site in Spokane, Washington, 9 months ago. VA uncovered numerous patient safety concerns and system errors. Veterans themselves were confused about the transition to Cerner's new patient portal. Employees didn't train on the new platform before it actually went live. Productivity declined. Some data didn't properly migrate to the new system. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough described stories he heard from employees in Spokane. One told him about finding workarounds when the EHR generated duplicate prescriptions and confused patients. Here's McDonough.
On top of that, I heard from another clinician that help with the new platform wasn't always easy to find, even when you asked for it. When she called the Cerner help desk, the person on the other end of the line told her he had just started a week prior. In other words, she had more experience using the platform than the person who was supposed to help her navigate it.
McDonough says the strategic review findings are extremely disappointing, but he's optimistic about the project itself.
Most challenges were not breakdowns of the technology, nor of the great people at Mann Grand Staff who did the best they could in the worst of circumstances, implemented this program in the heart of a pandemic, dutifully shared findings that improved the system, and ensured that our veterans were safe despite the challenges they faced. Instead, the missteps were ours at VA and Cerner.
Now VA is reimagining its approach to the EHR modernization effort. That starts with a new enterprise-wide governance structure to manage the project. McDonough didn't detail exactly what that structure looked like. The VA deputy secretary is supposed to be in charge of the EHR project. The Senate confirmed nominee Donald Remy to the job just shortly after Wednesday's hearing before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Here's McDonough.
Statutorily, he is in charge of this and will manage this as a management question and as a budget question, as statute envisions. I would just ask forbearance to spend a couple days talking with him about it, and then by next week we'll be happy to come up and show that to you. I think you'll see significant change, including reduction of what I consider to be redundant positions, and most importantly, clear accountability among each of us to one another and to you to ensure that decisions taken are decisions implemented.
The deployment schedule and timeline also need a refresh. VA initially planned to deploy the EHR along a similar regional path as the Defense Department, but the Pentagon is well ahead of VA, and their deployments are no longer synchronized. McDonough says that initial geographic deployment plan was a mistake. Moving forward, though, VA will instead make deployment decisions based on which facilities are ready. Hospitals that have the infrastructure in place needed to support the EHR and properly trained employees and leadership will get the green light to deploy. The department is also developing a new budget estimate for the entire EHR project. That'll include the costs of updating both physical and IT infrastructure needed to support the new record. VA previously underestimated those costs by as much as $5 billion. Senators acknowledge McDonough has inherited these challenges. They confirmed him to the VA position because of his management skills. John Tester is the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
You're a guy from Minnesota, great dairy industry. And I've had the impression for some time that there are folks out there that are milking the cow. And every day they go out and they see this is a cash cow and they're getting every dime they can get out of it. And there's been damn little accountability. And quite frankly, these folks are in this business, okay? We all have our own areas of expertise. And I would just tell you, and I hope Cerner's watching this, if Cerner's not up to making a user-friendly electronic health medical record, and in fact, what's transferred here is we're going in the opposite direction, then they ought to admit it and give us the money back so we can start over.
McDonough reiterated multiple times, VA is still committed to the Cerner solution. The department initially chose Cerner because it wanted to achieve interoperability with the Pentagon, but both departments aren't quite there yet. Here's McDonough.
At the moment, I'm told by the clinicians that all the data is available to an individual clinician, data from the DOD data pool, data from the VA data pool, and then data from care in the community. Unfortunately, I'm also told that it doesn't all populate the same screen at the moment, and it's not all apples to apples across those three data pools, which is kind of the point.
Right.
One doc told me today that, reminded me today that the place where it's all aggregated is in the clinician's head. We obviously got to get to a place where that's not the case.
Senators on both sides of the aisle questioned Cerner's technology and whether it was the right fit for VA. Here is South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds with McDonough.
The intent was it was a commercially available product and that it would work and right. That other systems were using it as well. If that's found not to be the case, and if this really is to the point where it is not doing what was expected, I presume we'll hold them accountable and that we will find either a fix for it or we will count our losses and actually get a system that works.
Yeah, so I get what I'd say, Senator Rounds, is I, through this review, have satisfied myself to the answer of that question, which is I think that the technology is basically sound. And I think as I've talked with a number of you in different settings, so much of these technology questions in terms of execution really end up being governance and management challenges, which is why it's, I think, on me. So I don't think we're going to find an answer that says, I have not yet found, and I do not believe I will find an answer that says the technology is wanting. On this question of the three data pools, we have the best data scientists in the government at VA, and we're going to fix that.
Mark Propes used to be the chief information officer for Intermountain Healthcare. His organization successfully adopted the Cerner platform back in 2018. He said the effort was incredibly difficult, and the hardest part was managing the expectations of the employees who had to learn a new electronic health record from scratch. If his experience is any indication for what's to come with VA, well, the department is in for a tough couple of years. Here's Propes with Tester.
As you look back on your implementation, after it was implemented, was it a system that was easier for your employees to utilize and easier for the patients to understand, or was it more difficult?
It absolutely was more difficult because it did more. So I told you, we self-developed our own applications at Intermountain. That took 40 years of development. So these systems were very much modified to the specific needs of individuals and individual departments and individual clinical areas. So when we went to a more standardized system like Cerner, it required a lot of people to meet us halfway. And that goes back again to managing those expectations. You can't just bring the system to the people and say you're going to do everything they want. There's a give and take. They've got to come to the system as well. And that takes time. But it was more difficult, continues to be more difficult. And to think that every user at Intermountain is happy with the Cerner system, that would be impossible to say. But overall, has it been successful? Yes.
And at the end of the day, the Cerner deployment probably won't satisfy everyone. Here's Tester and Probes again.
If you were going to do an assessment today as to how many people of those 40,000 actually like this medical record, what would that percentage be?
Wow, like it. Under 50%. Tolerate it, will use it, are finding advantage in it, 80, 90%.
Nicole Legrisco, Federal News Network.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com. Still ahead on Federal News Radio, the main federal banking oversight agency wants banks to help the unbanked. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin here on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.